Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. A couple of quick updates before we get into today's topic. Something going on right now is that my son is in the process of trying to get into an apprenticeship program. Some of you might know he's trying to be an electrician. He's basically been working with an electrician for the last couple of years, and he's been going to Votac at night. But he's also been trying to get into a apprenticeship program that they have with the local electricians union. And it's a really long process. You had to like fill out an application, and then you had to wait, and then go take an aptitude test, and then you had to wait. And then he finally got the notification that he met all the requirements, and then he just had his interview. And then after the interview, then you have to wait to get the letter to see how you scored in the interview, and then you have to wait a little while longer to see if you're going to get into the program, I guess, depending on, you know, how you scored and how many people are also trying to get in. And it's just like really stressful for me, I think, more even than for him. He's just kind of going along with it, but I just am like, oh my gosh, when are we going to find out? When are we going to find out? So I'm really hoping he gets in. But either way, you can always try again the next year. Sometimes people have to try for a few times before they finally get in. So I'm really hoping that he gets in, but it's been kind of nerve-wracking and exciting and all that kind of stuff. So we're waiting to see how that goes once he gets his letter, to see how he did on the interview. So that's just kind of a quick update of what's going on in my life right now. I do have a loving lately to share, which is the book Marilla of Green Gables. I've just started reading it and I'm really enjoying it. It's just like a fun, light little book. It's I love the Anne of Green Gables books. They're just like fun and I don't know, simple. I just really like those books. And I recently found out that there is this book, Marilla of Green Gables. If you read Anne of Green Gables, or if you're familiar with the story, you know Marilla is the woman who adopted Anne. And there's a book about her life back when she was young. At least that's where it starts so far. I'm very not that far into the book yet, but I'm really, really enjoying that. I actually saw it on a Facebook book club that someone had come across it who also loved Anne of Green Gables. And, you know, they shared the book and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know this existed. So I'm not sure if it's a new book or not, but, anyway, I found it on my library app and it's not an audiobook. It's like, it's a digital like reading book, like Kindle style. And I don't normally borrow those from my library because I take a long time to read because I have more time to listen to audiobooks than to read like physical books. But I've been working my way through it and it did not have a hold on it when I first borrowed it. And usually when that's the case, it's less popular and you can just kind of keep renewing it and not have to worry about returning it in a certain amount of time. But of course, when I went to renew it, it said that I needed to place it on hold. So I guess it gradually was getting a little bit more popular. So I'm going to have to pause reading it for a little bit and wait for it to come back off hold. But it looked like I might even be next in line. Like, I don't think it's like a huge wait or anything like that. But anyway, I've been liking that lately. So that was kind of fun to come across that book. So back to today's topic. Well, not back to, but let's start today's topic. So do you ever find yourself scrolling on social media on your phone when you're just kind of waiting in line or sitting somewhere, you know, waiting for something, maybe an appointment or waiting to check out or waiting to get gas or things like that? sometimes we just pick up our phones out of boredom, and we often get in the habit of clicking first on social media apps. But what you can do if you want, if that's not really something that you necessarily want to be spending too much time doing, is you can kind of retrain yourself to click on other apps first and leave the social media as a last resort, or for when times when you actually do just want to spend time doing that and it's not just something you're doing kind of out of habit. Of course, there's nothing wrong with checking in on your social media, but sometimes we feel like we might be better off using that time to get something accomplished, even if it's just for a few minutes. So today I'm going to just talk about some ideas of some things you can maybe do on your phone instead of going straight to social media, and kind of making it a habit to click on those first can get you more in the routine of doing some of those other options. Reading a book. Of course, we all know you can read on your phone. One of my favorite things to do on my phone when I have a few free minutes is to read, because you don't really need to have that much time to even just read, like, you know, a couple pages or a paragraph or whatever, just a little bit further on whatever you're trying to read. I like to even read while I'm walking from my car up to my office. I know that might not be the best safety thing, but I do kind of glance to see where I'm going, and I'll just kind of read a little bit while I'm standing in line at a store. Like if I'm waiting to check out, I'll definitely read while I'm doing that, or while I'm waiting for gas to get put in my car. It doesn't seem like much time, but you can definitely get through a book quicker than you might think by just reading a little bit each time you pick up your phone when you have a couple of minutes. And if you like to read, it's much more rewarding. Oh, I'm having trouble saying that. It's much more rewarding than scrolling social media. And most libraries have an enormous amount of books for free through the Libby app, or I don't know if there might be other apps out there too, but that's the most popular one. So, you know, you definitely don't have to spend a lot of money to have books available to read. And if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can pick a free book every month through the First Reads program. So that's a great way to get free books too. I've actually got quite a few books that I really enjoyed through that program, and I have them accumulating on my phone because I definitely don't keep up with the number that I've downloaded. So I feel like I always have something that I can read. Another thing you could do is delete photos and screenshots. Digital photos add up quickly. Now that we have our phones that have such good quality cameras, we can take pictures way more than we would have in the past. And it's great that you can so easily take pictures, but when we don't keep those photos organized or backed up or stored somewhere, they can accumulate and get out of control pretty quickly. So think about it. Do you really need 12 photos of that same shot that you were taking trying to get the best picture? Pick the best one and delete the rest. And while you're at it, look through your pictures for those random screenshots you took and get rid of those too. There's no reason to store those. You needed them only once, and you don't want them to wind up way back in those photos that are going to eventually wind up getting stored and backed up somewhere. Another thing you could do is plan a meal. We all need to eat, so maybe thinking about planning a meal might be a good idea if you have just a few minutes. Even if you don't do a full weekly meal plan, planning for a meal for one night is always helpful. I use an app to plan my meal, so I'm always in there planning for future days so that I can have a little more meals planned ahead of time for future dates. But you don't have to use a meal planning app to do this. It's easy to make a few quick notes in your phone with some ideas of what you might want to make on a certain night or for a couple of nights during the week. Planning a meal now makes your life easier when that day comes and you already know what you're going to be making for dinner, or when you're starting to plan your grocery shopping. And speaking of grocery shopping, if you do online grocery shopping, doing a little bit at a time is a great way to get your order ready and avoid the rush of having to get it all done at once. I like to look at what I'm going to need for the upcoming week and add a few things to the cart as I have a few spare moments instead of having to sit and do it all at once. Most apps let you look at your past purchases too, which can kind of help you remember some things you might need to restock, like milk, eggs, bread, or lunch meat. Things that you order on a regular basis, you could just kind of take a look and click on past purchases and kind of scroll through and see what you might want to get added to your cart. And you can even get a delivery scheduled for delivery or for pickup. You can take time to find a new recipe. Search for a new recipe and plan a day to make it. I know sometimes I look up new recipes, but then I don't make it a point to add it to my meal plan. So try finding a new recipe and then deciding when you will actually make it so that you can give it a try. I'm sure many of us save new recipes that we find and then we never actually get around to making them. So maybe take some time to find a recipe and decide on a day that you're going to try it out. Another thing you could do too is write a to-do list. You know, do you have some things on your mind that you know you don't want to forget? Just jot them down in the notes on your phone. Even if you use a more formal to-do list system in a physical format, you can always transfer the information later. But if you jot it down now in your phone, you'll be less likely to forget about those items. And you could save yourself from thinking later about what the thing was that you knew you needed to get done, but now you can't remember what it is. You can also set some reminders if you need to, if you have things that you need to do later on that day or later on in the week. Set some reminders on your phone so that you don't forget about those items. You can also delete junk mail. If you don't keep up on your emails on your phone, the amount of junk in there can add up quickly. So maybe take some time to delete some of those junk emails or unsubscribe to email accounts that you no longer wish to receive messages from. You could also take time to respond to emails if you need to. I don't normally have any personal emails in my email that require responses. Nobody really emails me on a personal level. It's usually all like transactional emails or junk. So I usually just have a lot in there that needs to be deleted. You could also do research for a vacation. Do you have a vacation coming up or thinking about planning one anytime in the future? I always have so much fun doing research for a vacation, even if it's not for one that I have planned in the immediate future. You can make some notes on your phone of places that you find. I love reading reviews for local restaurants or places to visit and places to stay. So if you have a trip coming up or if you just kind of like to do some research for the future, that's always a fun thing to do. And it just does feel more productive than scrolling on social media. You can also plan something to do for this weekend. I love to search for local events and then put them on my calendar. And then if we have time, we go. Most of the time, I do find events on Facebook, but as long as I stay there in that events section, I won't end up just scrolling through the posts. I will literally just stay in that events section looking for things to do. Maybe you could find a new local park or museum you've never been to, and then you can kind of get yourself set up for a little fun adventure this weekend. You can also track your health and fitness stats. Depending on the phone you have, you probably have some type of health and fitness information stored in there. If you enjoy this type of information, it can be fun and informative to take a look at your activity level or whatever other information might be included in those stats. Sometimes it has information on your sleep or your heart rate or other how long you were standing or sitting or things like that. So that can kind of be fun to take a look at. Maybe you could take a look at it and make a plan to improve some of the stats. Most of us can usually do a little something to improve our health, so that could be something definitely productive and good for you at the same time. Of course, you can do some managing of your finances also. Depending on how much your banking is set up on your phone, you can probably at least do a little check-in. I like to just sometimes take a quick peek at my balances and maybe remind myself of any charges that I might not have recorded yet. You could check in on your retirement account balance if the market is up. You don't want to necessarily be checking on it when things are not looking great, because that can be a little scary, but you can always check in on that. Or just take a quick look at your checking or your savings balances. The more we stay interactive with our finances, the better we can manage them. So it's always good to just kind of have some kind of access to financial information on your phone that you can take a quick look at if you're just sitting around and have some time to do something that's not social media. So those are all the tips. I'm sure there's many other things as we get more and more different apps and things we can do on our phone that we could do that are productive. But just trying to get ourselves in the habit of clicking elsewhere can allow us some more time to get some of these more productive things done. And then just do the social media when that's actually what you want to do, not just something that you're doing out of habit. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.